This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I bring you the daily devotional today. On a sweltering hot day here in the southeast of England, it's 31 degrees and it is mighty warm. Don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I think it's about 80 odd, but it's very, very warm. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling warm? Warm and bathed in the Holy Spirit. I pray you are. We're doing a series on being like Christ, and we've come to Ephesians, the third chapter, and we started at verse 16. Then we looked at verse 17. And then we also looked, at least I believe we looked at verse 18, this particular scripture is so awesome. It is so amazing. We actually got far as verse 17. We're now going to look today at verse 18. This is part C, 34C of our series, Being Like Christ. And this is what Paul says to the church in Ephesus. He says, "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is." May you have the power to understand. And then Paul says, as all God's people should. You know, trying to understand just how much God loves us is really difficult, especially if you've not experienced it, if you've not really experienced the emotional outpouring that God brings. And I know He brings it a lot. Some years ago, I wasn't in a very good place at all. I was on Christian television. I was on Christian radio, working for two big broadcasters with millions of viewers and millions of listeners. And I wasn't in a great place at all myself. Things were going wrong in my life. I was getting bills. I couldn't pay them. Didn't know what to do. And to be honest with you, I didn't really care. I was lackadaisical. I certainly wasn't on fire for God. And this particular day, I had just finished a radio broadcast in London, and I had to go all the way to the north of England to do a TV broadcast live. And I had to get in the car and go as quickly as I could. And so I raced up to the north of London, and north of England rather, up to Sunderland. And when I got there, I felt like a washed out wreck. And I was actually praying, "Lord, don't let them call me today," because we were going to do 5 days of broadcasts. And I said, "Lord, don't let them call me today. I don't feel in that right place. I do not feel in a good place at all." And everyone was saying to me, "Praise the Lord." And I was thinking, "Why are you saying that to me? Just leave me alone." Such was the place I was in. The next evening, I was still feeling the same, jaded, washed out. not really wanting to talk about God at all, but everyone was talking about God all the time. They wouldn't let up. Praise the Lord, they were saying, oh my word. And I got into my car to drive to the studio from the hotel where I was staying. It's about a 5-mile journey. And I had two people with me, one sitting in the back, one sitting on my left-hand side. And as we started the journey, we were all talking to each other, a little bit of banter going on. And suddenly, this friend of mine who was sitting in the back suddenly slapped his hand on my back and he began to prophesy. And as he prophesied, I cried and I cried and I cried. The tears just kept coming. They would not let up. They would not go away. And my head was down, and I don't even know to this day how I managed to get to the studio, because my head was down and I was in floods of tears. I just know this, the angels carried us. The angels steered the vehicle, because it wasn't me. I had no clue what was going on, but I continued to cry, and I felt this softening of my heart. And I broadcasted that evening, and it was so anointed. And I got back to the hotel and I said, Lord, tell me what is going on. And he whispered in my ear and said, I am pouring my love into you. No condemnation. And this is choking me up, telling you. Because I had been so far away from God, there was no condemnation. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Why haven't you got your life sorted out? None of that. The Lord just said, I'm pouring my love upon you. And then he said something else. He said, I want you to tell my people about my love. His love poured into my life 24 hours a day for 7 whole days. And it didn't let up. And when that happened, I knew then. I knew right then how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love was. It was an amazing sense. It was a wonderful feeling knowing you are loved to that extent. You know, when you're with your partner, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fiance, whatever it is, and that there is this eros love, the third word that the Greeks have for the word love. One of them is philia, one of them is eros, one of them is agape. But that eros love that is so dependent on the love being returned. When you look at your partner and you say, I love you, you expect those words to be returned with the same, I love you. And when they're not, or if they're not, what then happens to your love? Because your love is emotional. Your love isn't a doing word. It's emotional. And therefore, it will wither and die. But when God places in your heart that agape love, that love that will not ever end, the love that will not let you go, and indeed, the love that is unconditional, when he places that in your heart, by pouring that love into your life, it changes your life, because then you begin to love the correct way. You begin to love the way Jesus taught us to love when he said in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter from verse 9, he said, love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. I want you to love one another as I have poured that high, that deep, that wide love into your life. I want you to love your neighbors. I want you to love your friends. I want you to love your loved ones. I want you to love your children. I want you to love your husband, your wife. This way. And if that love isn't returned, it does not matter, because that love comes from God and it is huge. Paul is telling you right now how big it is. He's saying that he's assuming that we know about God's love. He's assuming that. He's talking to the church in Ephesus, and he's assuming that the church in Ephesus know all about God's love because they've been taught. Who by? By Paul. What a teacher. And may you have the power to understand. And that's the word. May you have the power to understand. Because if God's love pours into your life, He will give you that power. The Holy Spirit will pour that power into you along with the love, so that you have that power to understand about God's love. And it is life-changing. How do we expect it to come? Well, it comes in different ways. For me, it was emotional, and I spent 7 days crying. Why? Because I was crying away the sin. I was crying away the abandonment I was feeling. I was crying away all of those things. And as I cried, I believe the tears that fell down my eyes were badges, were ointment. It was tears of ointment. And as those tears fell, that ointment was healing me, was making me feel new. And I believe the Lord wants you to sense His love, so that then He can send you the power to understand. Understand what? He can send you the power to understand how high, how wide rather, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. It is really important. I believe it's important for you today to sense this. When we founded this ministry, Worship Radio 247, Worship TV, when we founded this ministry, we knew immediately the mission statement that we were to broadcast, and it was this: taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. And every time I bring you a word, every time I preach the gospel, it's God's word. On Sunday, I was preaching at the Logos Christian Fellowship in East Kilbride in Glasgow. And it was so powerful. That time was so powerful. The worship was just amazing. From the very first chord of the guitar, the worship was amazing. And then God's word came. Renewing your mind. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2. And it was so powerful that everyone there responded. Every single person stood up and responded. Such is the power of God's word. When it is delivered with love. I want you to pray with me now. And I just want you to say these words. Heavenly Father, send me the power to understand your love. Pour your love into me now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And transform my heart. I pray. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Beloved, if you have said those words, I would love to hear from you. I would love you to send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, His love poured into me. His love poured into me. In Jesus' name.